Greetings, folks. It is John and Dave here. Of course, I'm not John. I'm Dave.
I'm John.
That's right. And John and I wanted to provide you with a quick little blurb today here. This is not a Mac Geek Gab podcast per se, but more an explanation of what John and I have been up to and what we're going to be up to going forward. For those of you that have listened to Mac Geek Gab 230 that came out on Sunday, December 13th, most of this will be a rehash, but it's going to be short in either case. For a while now, we've had listeners coming to us and saying we want more and we want more. And we've also had listeners coming to us and saying we want to help. We want to support the show. You know, is there a donate button? Is there a way to do this? And we've been very specifically lacking in that department because we've been talking about, well, you know, is there something more we can do? And so what we've come up with is what John and I are calling the Mac Geek Gab Premium. First things first, the free feed is exactly the same as it always has been.
Okay, so absolutely nothing changes if you're already signed up on either the enhanced or the MP3 feed.
That's right. You're still going to get the shows that we put out, the sponsored shows. They'll have the sponsored messages in them. And to be clear, you know, we very much appreciate and value the sponsors that we've had for the last 4.5 years and the sponsors that we continue to have and those going forward. None of that changes, and we want to make it clear that changing that is not our intent here. However, we wanted to provide more. So Mac Geek Gab Premium is an extra 2 episodes per month that John and I will record, or perhaps more, but at least 2 per month, and full access to all of the archives. And that is going to be $25 for 6 months. You can do it in a recurring fashion, or you can just sign up for one time, see how you like it. And then, you know, at the end of the 6 months, you get to decide. Even the recurring people, of course, can cancel before the subscription recurs and all of that.
Okay, so you said archives. Now, what you mean by that is that you will, and I tested it out this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I got a free sign up for this.
That's right. Yes, John.
You can see back all the way back to episode 1.
Correct. Whereas everyone else just gets 6 months worth of the of past shows. So but you
one,
know
one tweak.
One tweak. That's right. If you are someone who keeps your own archive of our shows and you download the free ones, well, that's fine. And that's totally okay. You know, we think it's great. We just are limiting download access to those, to the premium subscribers. We really appreciate all of your support for the last 4.5 years. I can't believe it's been that long. It has gone by so fast. Yeah. 4.5 years.
I still remember that day when you and I were saying, you know, you and I do this
anyway.
You and I talk about the Mac. I mean, we've been friends since high school, but
yeah,
you know, it's like we do this every week. We talk about the Mac, and sometimes we solve problems. So why not, you know, go on this adventure when, you know, people were just starting to, you know, think of the term podcasting.
That's true,
which has stuck.
It's been an adventure. That's a good. I like that. And the adventure continues. And we're so happy to have all of you along for the ride. For those of you that choose to support us with the Mac Geek Gab Premium, you have our heartfelt thanks, and you have our dedication to you that hopefully matches your dedication to us. And for those of you who don't choose to do it for whatever reason, you still have our dedication. We know that you're loyal listeners. You support us by listening to the show, by subscribing, by purchasing stuff from our sponsors, and mostly by contributing to the show itself with your comments and feedback and questions and tips. It's awesome. So please keep all of that coming, you know, and if you do choose to support us, we really appreciate that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We look forward to it. Go ahead.
We couldn't do it alone.
No, it would be really boring, frankly, to do it alone. I mean, John and I would still chat, but you know, it's an extra special thing that we get to do this with all of you every week.
And I think the first few shows that we did were basically you and I talking about what we thought was interesting. And as it mm-hmm. turns out, I don't think that was, it was a formula, but we found a better formula, which is helping you and you helping us. Now, let me ask you this, Dave. Now,
yep.
this is going to be a little different initially. If you want to sign up for this, you're not going to be doing it through iTunes like you do with the others. You're going to have to do something a little different. Why don't you just go over the mechanics?
Though
I think it's pretty painless.
Yeah, good point. So you visit MacGeekGab.com. That will redirect you to a page at TMO that sort of tells you all about Mac Geek Gab. And there is an option there, a link that you'll click to purchase a subscription. Once you go there, if you already have an account at MacObserver.com, you're either logged into that or you'll need to log into that. If you don't have an account at MacObserver.com, through the registration process, you'll be given, or through the purchase process, you'll be given an option to register right there in your browser for a MacObserver.com subscription. That's just that's a free account that lets you post in the forums and the comments, but it also is the vehicle that we're using on the back end to track all of this stuff. So once you have one of those, you'll be brought to a page where you get to pick whether you want to do your recurring subscription or your one-time subscription. Once that's done, you'll be brought to PayPal. That's the option we're using right now to process that subscription. You can do it with your own PayPal account, or if you prefer, you don't have to use PayPal account at all. You can just put your credit card number in and boom, it's a, you know, that's it. Once that's done, your account's authenticated and you'll be brought back to a page that shows you the links that you can add to directly to iTunes. Because iTunes Store doesn't support paid podcast subscriptions, we have to manage that ourselves, which is fine. But it means that you can't subscribe in the store. You just have to subscribe directly from the website. Now, if you're doing it in iTunes, it's really easy. We have little buttons you can hit, one for the AAC feed, one for the MP3 feed. Click that button and it will open up iTunes and subscribe you. It'll ask you for your username at TMO and your password, and you're good to go. If you have another podcatcher that you use, there are XML links. Again, same thing. Use the XML link that you want for AAC or MP3 and subscribe and you're good to go. As with the free feed, AAC has been... you know, it's typically a day or two behind the MP3, so you may want one versus the other depending on your timing needs. But that's that. The MP3 will always come out as soon as we're done with the show. And just to be clear, the premium feeds contain everything, including all the stuff from the sponsored / free feed. So all you need to do once you're a premium subscriber is subscribe to the premium feed and you'll get every show that we produce. Does that get the it's all at MacGeekGab.com. Does that answer it, John?
I think so. Yeah. So you go to advanced, you will get this, I guess you don't have to, do you? That's what we said. This is what I did. I went to advanced, subscribe to podcast, paste in the, the special URL.
You could do that it too, but we've tried to make it easy and it's worked on every computer I've tried it on so far. There's an iTunes Excellent. Button right next to subscribe to AAC and you click that button and bam, it's right there.
Okay, yep. I didn't get that button because I was already subscribed.
Right.
Yeah, so the hard way is you go to advanced, subscribe to podcast, you paste in the special link. It'll come up and, it came up and prompted me for my TMO username and password, saving the keychain. That's it. You're done.
Yep.
Then it's interacting with iTunes and your iPod or whatever, as before.
There you go. All right. I think that's enough. We certainly don't mean to take up all your time with this. We just wanted to explain what we were doing and have it in one spot. As I said, if you listen to MGG 230, you'll hear most of this again, but we wanted to sort of encapsulate it for you. So thank you very much for the last 4.5 years. We're looking forward to the next 10 years or more with all of you. Yeah, absolutely. And, okay. And we'll take it from there. So we'll see you next time. And the shows will keep coming out as you expect.
Thanks.